Sean, the Renaissance King Foster presents, Are You Viewing Yourself Through the Lens of Truth? Which is, of course, the divine frame of reference. You see, my friends, my brothers and my sisters, my perpetual progress pursuers, it is our own decisions that will dictate the very quality of the life we experience. Now, the next question I'm going to pose you is this, though. How are you defining yourself? Listen, my friends, it is our own beliefs that will fuel our level of conduct. See, our actions, which are the means whereby which we are being defined. Now, honestly, what is your definition of yourself? You see, my brothers and my sisters, my perpetual progress pursuers, because thought dictates means. And as an individual thinketh in his or her heart, so is he or she. Of course, that is a truth, that is an axiom and a maxim from the great mind of King Solomon in the book of Proverbs, 23rd chapter, and of course, the 7th verse. Now listen, my friends, my brothers and my sisters, if your heart attempts to condemn or deceive you into thinking you are anything less than one of God's most wonderful and outstanding creations, who has been given the very gift of life to reflect God's glory down here on this earthly plane, then look to Elohim, okay, which is the name of both the Father and the Son, the God family dynasty. See, Elohim is our creator and he's our maker, okay, that's the Father and the Son. See, and ask him to fill your heart and mind with his Holy Spirit, the earnest deposit, coupled with his loving grace. Hello? See, also, I would implore you to also see Genesis 1, 26 through 28, where the Lord expounds further upon the fivefold mandate that he gave creation. Okay? Also, I'd implore you to see Psalms 139, verses 13 through 16, and also see Jeremiah 2, the 17th chapter, verses 9 through 10, for further explanation. Now, listen, my friends. Upon our receipt of God's Holy Spirit for our employment, See, we are then to immerse ourselves in his reservoir of this within an hour's rather to immerse ourselves in his sovereign reservoir of wisdom, power, love, grace, and truth, which will provide us with everlasting and total enjoyment. I would also implore you to see also this, Psalms, the 16th chapter and the 9th verse, and also see Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter and the 3rd verse, and also John 10 and 10. Okay? Also, listen. Now, my friends, as I get ready to conclude this very, very brief commentary, let me leave you with this, okay? Which is this. Never allow yourself to be measured by the rule of the quote-unquote status quo, but always rely on the measure of divine rule. See, this is the ultimate measure of divine truth to construct your true definition of yourself, okay? Now, listen. Our definition is found in our Heavenly Father. And with our Messiah, okay? The term Messiah means Christ, the Anointed One, okay? His Son, okay? He is the bridge back to the Father. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, okay? He is our Lord, Savior, and King. He's King Jesus Christ. He's King Yeshua. We call him Jesus Christ in the English translation, okay? Which, of course, the term means Savior and Deliverer, okay? The term Christ means the Anointed One to save and deliver us, okay? Also, I would implore you also to see John, the 1st chapter, verses 1 through 4, and also John, the 14th chapter and 6th verse. Also, Romans, the 8th chapter and the 9th verse, and also 14 and 17, okay? Also, see 1st John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 3, and also 2nd Peter 1, 3 to 10. Okay, now, my friends, my brothers and my sisters, and my perpetual progress pursuers, as I get ready to conclude, I will leave you with this. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made, okay, to display, my God, our Father's sovereign and infinite glory, okay? Everyone has their own authentic contribution to contribute to the uplifting of humanity. Cleave to your Lord, our God, and Father, my God, and allow him to provide you revelation on how you are to effectively and successfully play your God-given role of triumph. On that note, I will conclude, okay? Be your best, and my brothers, my sisters, and perpetual progress pursuers, be blessed. Again, this has been Sean, and this is King Foster, Kingdompreneur, Life Coach, Personal Optimization Strategist, and Empower Me the Publisher, Founder, CEO, and Creator of Sean D. Foster Enterprise International, and of course, SeanDFoster.com, where my vision is to build legacies of outstanding greatness, one family at a time, via my Empowerment Media Publishing subsidiary, which is Infinite Prowess Enterprise LLC, where our mission is what? To enrich, enlighten, inspire, and empower you guys from now into infinity. Be blessed and be best. God bless.